This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user, Deleted User. The title of this story is, I Got Fucked by My Professor. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
My name is Nina and I am 20 years old. I am a second-year student at Western University in Ontario, Canada, majoring in business administration. I am born and raised in Canada, but my family is of Middle Eastern origin, Lebanese to be specific. I am 5 feet 1 inch, with straight dark hair and dark eyes, and light skin. My family lives in Toronto, but I decided to pursue my business degree a bit further from home. Western University is a great school with a fantastic history and a reputation for partying, which certainly doesn't hurt. This story took place in the second semester of my first year, in early April. Midterms were completed and exam season was fast approaching as my days and nights were spent in the library and in my dorm, constantly studying to keep my grades up. The school is very competitive, and I needed to ensure that I was staying on top of everything. So far, I had done a fairly good job at this. I was in the 70 and 60% range for most classes, but there was one class I was failing: economics. My mark was in the 42nds. I had done poorly on all the tests, and midterms and the assignments were not enough to bump my grade up. Over the coming weeks, I focused most of my attention on this subject, studying day and night and constantly revising. My boyfriend, Jake, had been a huge support to me during this time. Jake was majoring in biochem, so he wasn't able to help explain the content to me, but his moral support was something I needed. The economics class was taught by Professor Ken Miller, a tall, white, highly intelligent man in his early 40s. I would attend all of Professor Miller's lectures, always sitting at the front, as I listened attentively to every word, while viciously typing notes on my laptop. Despite my best efforts, however, I was still flunking his class. Failure was not an option for me. My parents always told me stories about their lives back home and what they had to sacrifice to come to Canada where my two brothers and I could grow up safe and pursue high levels of education. I realized that my traditional study methods were not working with this class. I had to try something different. Maybe if I went to go see Professor Miller, perhaps he could offer me some extra help. I emailed the professor and made an appointment with him early the next morning. I woke up the next morning, showered, had my breakfast, and got dressed. The warmer weather had started to come back. I'm not a fan of wearing jeans or sweatpants and always prefer shorts, skirts, or dresses, even in the wintertime. Unless it is extremely cold, I would wear a skirt or dress and pair it with leg warmers or knee-high socks. I just felt more feminine and sexier in them and much more comfortable. I put on a short black dress that rested a few inches above my knees and paired it with a pair of white sneakers and a black thong. The dress had short sleeves and was tight from the top, but became loose and pleated and flowy at the hem. As always, I decided to ditch the bra. My breasts are on the smaller side, but they're very perky and I always felt uncomfortable constraining them underneath a bra. I started to walk towards the professor's office and decided to pick up a cup of coffee for him and myself, with some milk and sugar on the side for him. I got to the professor's office a few minutes early for our 7 a.m. meeting. I knocked on his door, and I heard him say, "Come in." I walked in slowly as I saw the professor sitting at his desk. He was always well-dressed, even when he decided to go with a more casual look. Today he was wearing a pair of jeans and a dark-colored polo. "Good morning, Professor Miller," I started as I handed him the coffee, milk, and sugar. "Thank you so much for taking the time." "Oh, you didn't need to bring me coffee." "How nice of you," he said. He set the milk and sugar aside and took a sip of the black coffee. The professor was an attractive man, with sharp features, dark hair, and light eyes. He wasn't good-looking in the traditional sense, but I thought he was attractive with his deep voice and his intelligence. He always had a stern look on his face and rarely ever smiled. Perhaps that was part of what made him so intimidating. "So, what can I help you with?" he asked. "Professor Miller, you know that I come to each and every lecture of yours. I'm always handing everything in on time and I've been working extremely hard," I started. "I've had a difficult time with the midterms and tests. I study the material and feel like I know it well. But when it comes to the test, I just blank out and can't seem to properly answer any of the questions." "First of all, you can lose the Professor Miller. I ask all my students to call me Ken," he said. I smiled and nodded in response. "Secondly, which sections are you having the most trouble with?" I told the professor about my struggles with understanding central banks, monetary and fiscal policy, aggregate supply and demand, exchange rates, and so much more. That's a long list, he said with a slight smile on his face. Won't be easy, but I'll do my best. Bring your chair around. I stood up and put my chair beside his and proceeded to sit down as I adjusted the hem of my dress to keep the pleats nice and tidy. Ken started to go through the concepts, providing examples of how they are relevant in the real world. I listened intently, occasionally looking up at him from the paper he was writing on and nodding. I leaned closer, trying to understand, my legs pointing towards him. Suddenly, I felt his knee graze my leg. I reacted by immediately jerking my leg away. But something happened when my bare leg made contact with his. I felt a rush, something that I could not describe. I decided to inch my leg back towards his knee. It happened again. Our legs touched. This time, I kept my leg still, letting it rest against his knee. He didn't bother moving his leg either. I was lost in my thoughts as the incredible rush returned and excited me. Suddenly, the professor asked me a question. So Nina, based on this, can you explain the primary mandates that central banks have and the tools at their disposal to fulfill these mandates? It was almost like he was speaking in a different language. I had blanked out and was caught by surprise as I looked back at him with dead eyes. He suddenly put his hand on my bare leg and said, Nina, you need to focus. You've only got one more shot at this in the final exam. I nodded back, but his words were not my primary focus. I was too occupied with the fact that his hands were on my naked leg. I tried not to react and stayed normal, but I felt myself blushing, my ears getting hot and my mouth salivating as I felt his warm, strong fingers firmly holding my thigh. The professor continued with his lecture, occasionally asking me questions, and I did my best to answer him. He kept his hand on my leg as I proceeded to lean closer to him, sitting side by side, shoulder to shoulder. I felt my pussy getting wet and juicy and my nipples getting hard as I was turned on by his intimate touch. The appointment finally ended, as my body burned and my pussy wet from the excitement. Ken and I decided to meet again tomorrow morning, same time, in the same place. I went back to my dorm and asked my boyfriend to meet me there. Jake arrived within minutes. As soon as he walked into my room, I locked the door and pushed him onto the bed, kissing him hard and grinding my pussy on his cock. He had no idea what was going on but went with it, as he grabbed my creamy ass cheeks. I took off my thong and unzipped his pants as I proceeded to ride his cock, hard and fast. I closed my eyes as Jake's dick penetrated my pussy, as my mind went towards how the professor touched my legs, thinking about how it would feel to kiss him, to be touched by him, to have him inside me. I screamed as my body came to orgasm. Jake came and busted inside me, his cum lathering my soaked pussy. I had decided to go on birth control after I met Jake. Both of us hated the feeling of condoms and thought that this would be the easiest and safest solution. I laid back down beside Jake, my eyes closed, thinking about what tomorrow might bring with my meeting with Ken. I felt Jake's cum slowly ooze out of me as I drifted off to sleep. The next morning came around. I woke up earlier than usual to get ready, putting extra care and effort into my makeup. I decided to wear something sexier today. I put on my shortest skirt, a tight denim miniskirt that rode up with every step I took, and a white bralette top that kept my shoulders, back, and stomach naked. I wore a neon pink thong underneath and black wedges for shoes. I picked up Ken's coffee and went to his office. I knocked and he beckoned me to come in. When he saw me, he looked at me up and down as he said, "Has summer arrived early, Nina?" I smiled and handed him his coffee. Ken was seated on the couch in his office this time with a pen and notepad on his lap. I walked over to him and sat down beside him. My skirt rode up as soon as my butt touched the couch, showing the edges of my thong. I turned my body towards his, my legs together and pointing towards his. He now had a clear view of my neon thong. I saw his eyes look down at my legs and make their way up towards the hem of my skirt where he could just start to see the shocking pink thong. His eyes made their way up my body, scanning and studying me as his gaze pierced my stomach, my chest, and my bare shoulders. I inched my body closer to his, my naked legs touching him. He turned to his notepad and started to draw a diagram as I looked at him, my body hot and giddy with excitement, my pulse racing, and my pussy starting to moisten. Moments passed when he finally rested his hand on my naked leg. He wants me. I just know it. He won't initiate it, but he wants me so bad. And I want him too. I moved my leg forward in an attempt to guide his hand further up my leg. He noticed this and kept his hand where it was, this time resting just before the hem of my skirt. I bit my lip as he started to gently move his hand on my leg, gently stroking, occasionally moving towards my inner thighs. I couldn't resist any longer. I put both feet on the couch and leaned back towards the armrest. Ken got startled and looked at me. I bit my lip, looking back into his eyes, his intimidating gaze scaring me to death. I opened my legs to show him a clear view of my thong. He sat there still for a moment. Then he got up and started walking towards the door. A sinking feeling overcame me. What the fuck was I doing? Did I misread his signals completely? Is he going to complain to the faculty about this? I'm half his age, for God's sake. What if he's married, has kids? I fucked up. This is it. My parents are going to disown me when they find out. But I didn't misread his signals. When he got to the door, he locked it and walked back to the couch. I breathed a sigh of relief and put my hands on my clit. I moved my thong out of the way to give him a clear view of my tight little pussy. I put two fingers on my clit and started to rotate counterclockwise, letting out a tiny moan when I did so. Ken sat back, his gaze piercing my exposed pussy as he watched me pleasure myself in front of him. I was getting wetter and wetter watching him. I was scared of him and wanted to do whatever I could to please and impress him. My clit started to squirt as jets of my pussy juice shot towards the couch and my leg. I saw a big tent in Ken's pants as he was gently stroking his bulge. I decided it was time to give him a hand. I got up and went on my knees in front of him as I started to unzip his pants. He didn't stop me as he started to stroke my hair. Then I saw it, his monstrous cock looking at me, glistening at the tip, veins pulsing as it called to me, beckoned me to come closer. It was by far the biggest and thickest cock I had ever seen in my life. I grabbed his dick with my hands and leaned my face closer as I gently licked the percum off, sliding my tongue into the hole it came out from. I wrapped my lips around it, taking it deep and warming it with the wet blanket that was my mouth. I moved my head up and down, slurping on his long pull, as his strong hands held my head. I looked up at him and said, "Your cock's so nice, Professor Miller. It's so fucking big for my itty-bitty mouth. I fucking love a nice cock in my mouth, sir." I heard a slight moan escape his lips as he closed his eyes and rested his head back, taking in and enjoying every moment of the pleasure I was giving him. I could feel the years of stress leave his body as a result of my actions as I kept sucking and slurping, harder and faster. "Do you want to fuck me, sir? Do you want to fuck my dirty little cunt? Do you want to fuck my slutty little pussy? Do you?" He didn't say anything. He just grabbed my hand and pulled me towards his desk. He picked me up and put me on the edge of the desk and then proceeded to pull my thong down. I opened my legs wide, the heat from my pussy radiating towards him. He pulled his pants all the way down and grabbed me by my naked back. I wrapped my legs around him as our lips met. He pulled my face close to his and buried his tongue in my mouth. Our mouths were wide open, wet with excitement as we exchanged animal-like kisses. Then it happened. He stabbed my pussy with his devilish cock. My eyes went wide and my mouth opened, but no sound came out. I was shocked at how big it was. My pussy could not take his length and his girth. Then, he pushed it deeper, all the way in. My mouth remained open as my nails dug deep into his back through his shirt. He took my bralette off to expose my tiny tits, pointing directly at him as if welcoming him to my body. He started to move his cock in and out of my pussy, slowly at first and harder after that. I started moaning. "Ohhh, yes, Professor. Yesss. Don't stop. Please don't stop." His thrusts got fiercer and more violent as his cock continued to rip through my tight pussy. He moved his hands up to my breasts, squeezing them hard and twisting and tugging at my tiny nipples as if he wanted them to push the milk out. "Fuck me, Professor Miller. Fuck your slut, sir." I moaned in a loud, innocent whisper. "I'm your favorite student, right? Tell me I'm your favorite student. Tell me, sir, you're my favorite student," he replied through clenched teeth. He picked me up off of the desk and leaned me over, my creamy, meaty ass cheeks facing towards him. I spread my legs wide as he said, "Open wide." He pushed his cock deep into my vagina again, as I dug my nails into the desk. This was the most pleasure I had ever felt. He was so aggressive and assertive with me. The thought of being with an older, sophisticated man that I was scared of elevated my pleasure as my professor continued to pound my soul out of me. Ken slapped my ass with one hand while holding one of my breasts with the other.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Tugging and pulling at my nipples, I felt myself coming as the pain-laced pleasure swam through my body. I let out a scream as I felt my insides tightening, as he brought me to orgasm. Then it was his turn. His breathing got faster and he started roaring, softly at first, then louder and louder. He was close. I knew it. Inside me, sir. I want you to bust inside my milky pussy. Will you do that for me, sir? Pretty please. His roars got louder and his grasp on my nipple firmer. Then I felt it. The waves of his cum crashed against my insides as I felt his burning hot liquid coat the walls of my pussy. There was no end to it. He just kept coming, his white liquid going deep into my pussy and into my womb. We stood still for a few moments. Then he pulled out, drops of his cum falling out, while the rest remained in, slowly oozing out as gravity did its work. I turned around to face him as he said, "I have another appointment." "Oh, dot dot dot, okay," I said, confused and shocked. I pulled my skirt down and put my top back on. I grabbed my thong off of the floor and started to put it on until he said, "No, leave that here with me." I handed him the thong and grabbed my bag as I started to walk towards the door, feeling the cum ooze out of my pussy and down my legs. "Thanks for the coffee," he said. I didn't say anything and kept walking towards the door slowly, clenching my pussy lips with each step. "Nina," he said, "don't bother studying for the exam. Focus on your other courses." I was confused at that moment. He had fucked me and given me something back in return, like payment, something that you would do to a whore, an exchange of goods and services for payment, one of the simpler economics concepts that I clearly understood. I walked back to my dorm as my thoughts overcame me. I had cheated on my boyfriend. Granted, we hadn't been dating long, but I still cheated. I got pounded by my professor, a man who was twice my age, and he repaid me by implying that he would give me a passing grade. I felt dirty and hated myself. Weeks went by and I decided to focus on my other courses. When my marks came out, I learned I had passed everything. As expected, I got a passing grade in the economics of 51%. I was happy with the results as I started to pack up my belongings, getting ready for the summer holidays. But I couldn't get the professor out of my head. I wanted to see him one more time. I wanted to experience him again, feel him inside my mouth and my pussy. Nothing compared to him, and it became a need for me. Despite everything and how bad I felt about giving my body up, I was craving him, and I had to see him. I walked over to his office to see if he was there. I knocked as I heard him say, "Come in." He looked at me and said, "Nina, you're back. Is there a problem? You passed my course. What's the issue?" "I'm not here about the course," I replied. I wanted to see if you—" I couldn't finish my sentence, but I didn't have to. "Lock the door," he said. I did as I was told. "Come here," he commanded. I walked over to him. He opened one of the drawers on his desk and asked me to look inside. I did and saw my neon pink thong in there. I looked back at him, confused. He said, "What color are you wearing today? I want another one." I smiled and bit my lip as I felt my body get hot and my pussy wet with excitement. "Why don't you find out, sir?" I said as I sat on his desk and opened my legs, begging him to fuck me one last time before the summer break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.